day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Guylaine Beaudoin from the CLD Bromissisquoi about a new project, the Bromissisquoi Prohibition Heritage Trail. Thank you so much, Guylaine, for being here with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor. Bonjour.
Can you please start off by telling us how the idea for this project came about?
Sure. Well, I have to say that it has been a couple of years that we were thinking of a cultural project, but which will include all Bromissisquoi. So two themes were suggested, the stories around the stagecoaches and the stories around the prohibition and temperance periods. And well, you know, considering that in Bromissisquoi, we have the winewood and its 22 vineyards, we have microbreweries, distillery, cider. So we said, well, the prohibition is a perfect fit for us. So that's when we went with the ideas. And plus, talking with different people, we realized that many citizens know about the prohibition, but without really knowing the real story. And honestly, Taylor, I can tell you that after working on that project, there are stories of crime, alcohol, prostitution, but also entrepreneurship, which a visitor will have a chance to discover. So it's a theme that speaks to local, and I'm discovering that it's speaking also to even the visitor. So we're quite happy with that.
And what is the project exactly? Can you describe what this trail is?
Yeah, sure. Well, the Prohibition Heritage Trail is a self-guided tour, okay? So it's about 130 kilometers. You have 10 stops crossing 7 municipalities, so you go everywhere in Bromissisquoi. At each stop, there's a panel. And important to mention that the Prohibition Trail is in French and in English. And so you have a panel that you can read in both languages, but also people can download the podcast from our website so they can listen to it before doing the trail or when they are on the site, so one and the other. So that's a possibility. And we're quite proud with the podcast because it's animated by the colorful Alfred Carpentier, which is a fictitious alcohol smuggler, but whose stories are based on actual events, I can guarantee you, because even we work with the historian Laurent Busseau, who validated all the texts for us. Monsieur Busseau is very well known for all his research about prohibition and temperance in the Eastern Township, so we were quite happy to work with him, and he made sure that everything was we were saying was right. And finally, well, we printed also a brochure, kind of a newspaper style, a brochure that was for people who would like to find out more about the circuit, as well as a part of the history of Bromissisquoi.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about what about Bromissisquoi's history people will learn about? Can you provide some example?
With pleasure, because it is so much fun stuff. Well, first the visitor will discover characters, anecdotes, and many places that help shape the most, I would say, intriguing periods between about 1848 and 1933. And by the way, the podcast and the panels complete each other regarding the information. So that's very fun. So just to give you some example of fun, it's like you'll find out how hotel owners were selling their liquor. What I can tell you is they develop a secret code hidden in plain sight on the menu. Yes.
That's so interesting.
It is. Also, you'll learn about the hotel and bar which straddle the Canada and US border, which another very interesting story to read about. Finally, I don't know if you knew that, but you know that today, quiet bucolic Abercorn, as we know that little town, had 5 boisterous hotels at one time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. It was very different than right now, but so another quite interesting story to read and to find out. So it's all fun facts to discover. And I would, if you allow me, I would mention also that the Prohibition Heritage Trail, what's the way we thought about it, also it's a way to discover the different towns of Bromissisquoi, so people will have a chance or will be able to stop for lunch at on a terrace or discover a boutique or visit a art gallery. You know, so it's all interesting, fun to do. And another way also, you can, if you like bicycling, That's another way to do it. It's possible to do it sections of it. So, you know, we have a Google map so you can figure out some sections and do it on bicycle. So that's another possibility, definitely.
It highlights the history of Prohibition here, but it also kind of gets people integrated into the history of the little towns, too, that they're stopping in.
Yeah, exactly. They can go, you know, you go on the site where is the panel, or you listen to your podcast, and after you can just walk around the town, or, you know, so that's quite interesting, and do something else. And it, so it makes a nice day going out about in Bromissisquoi.
Yeah. And something that I'm interested in is some of the spots and some of the sites where you have set up these panels. Are some of these sites where significant historical events took place? Is that part of this as well?
It is part of. Being honest, there's no really remnants, is it?
Yeah,
remnants on the site, but according again with the history and everything, the information we had, it was around there or at. Yeah, we chose the different places where are the panels. We chose them because it was like the story that we're telling was at that place. Just to give you one more example, it's like in Sutton Junction used to have a train station, and the story we're talking about, it's about that train station, and of course the panel will be is there.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. So it's like people are stepping back in time when they're going through this trail.
Exactly, definitely.
And did you have any partners or collaborators to help you put this trail together and to make this project possible?
Well, we have financial partners.
Yeah.
So we have the Ministère de la Culture et des Communications du Québec, who was a partner to put together that project. And we got also some funds from another organization in Vermont. Strangely, that's an organization that helps projects even in Quebec, but that it's related with the history. And the history that we're talking about, Prohibition and Temperance, there's a big link with Canada and U.S. You'll find out about all this.
With the border passing right through.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about the smuggling and, you know, and everything was between Canada and U.S., of course.
Awesome. And why did the CLD think it was important to do a project like this for our community and for visitors who are coming to the area?
It's a part of our culture. It's our heritage. And we knew that there was like very interesting stories that, you know, as I said, some people know about it, but not really knowing the real stories. So it was really a way to have the local, but also visitor to discover something that not a lot of people know. So yeah, and like I said, we find a perfect fit. And we you know, when sometimes you feel like you want to work on a project like this because the team isn't, you know, it's interesting, and we had very good collaborator we work with, Monsieur Busseau, or, you know, other graphic designer who would like jump in it, like he was like so enthusiastic. So well, that made it fun.
And what impact do you hope to have with this project at the end of it all?
You know, when people are here, it's going to be another reason to come in Bromissisquoi. Or if it's not, it's going to be a reason to extend your stay in Bromissisquoi, I would say, definitely. And the other thing that we really would like to work for in the next at least 2 or 3 years, I think there's so many possibilities of events that we can create or work with the business. Because I didn't give you all the cue and the facts, fun facts, but there's stuff that we could work with, like the microbrewery or the vineyards. You know, I've read different. So there's so many possibilities that we can make, create stuff, you know, could be labels on some specific label about Prohibition on some, you know, either wines or bottles or beer bottles, whatever. So there's all kind of a project that we have in our head. So it's like, it's not just. That's the first step.
Yeah, you can continue to build on the project.
Exactly. Good way to see it.
Well, thank you so much, Guylaine, for answering all of my questions. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to know about the project.
Well, you know, I invite everybody to come and discover this our history, and maybe just mention one more time the website where they can find the podcast and have all the information, so the Google map that they're going to find exactly where are the all the panels. So it's circuitprohibition.ca. The way we work the project and the material that we chose, it's going to be there all year round.
Okay.
We know that's going to be more fun to do in the summer and fall, but we're going to leave them there anyway. And yeah, so that's the idea.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ghislaine, again for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor.
To all of our loyal listeners, I wanted to thank you for tuning in with me on The Daily. Your ear is of the utmost importance to your community radio. I will be heading on vacation for the next few days, so please be patient. I will be back next week with all things Rome Missisquoi. Have a great weekend. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.